Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a baptism at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Kongs, and praise the Lord. Stephen Kowal has requested that he be baptized, and everyone is invited. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to answer the question, where is the kingdom of heaven? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation, now teaching in chapter 4. There will be a youth Bible study. The youth Bible study will be this coming Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. at the Tomlinson home. We are organizing a sound system training session, and if you have any interest in the operation of our sound system here in the church building and working in this area, please see Pastor Tomlinson. Please refer to your bulletin for further and other activities scheduled this afternoon, and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymn this morning. So would you please stand as we begin our worship with hymn number 530, Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Yeah. please remain standing for prayer. Our dear Lord, there is no greater feeling of liberation than to experience this freedom from sin and death that you have provided for us through Jesus Christ. Today, our heart and our soul are free to praise you. For this, we are very thankful in America. On this Independence Day, I am reminded of all of those who have sacrificed themselves for our freedom. Let us not take our freedom, both physical and spiritual, for granted. May we always remember that our freedom was purchased with a very high price. Our freedom cost others their very own life. Lord, today, bless those who have served and continue to give their life for our freedom. With favor and bounty, meet their needs and watch over their families as their men are in the mission field, working in the battlefields. Heavenly Father, help us to live our life in a way that glorifies you. Give us the strength to be a blessing in someone else's life even today, and to grant us the opportunity to lead others into the freedom that can be found in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. We will say with the psalmist, we run in the path of your commandments, for you have set our heart free. Lord, we remind ourselves of our missionaries in this very special day of independence. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rhodes, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Barretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, thank you for your people and for their support of our church. Thank you for those who are in the extension part of our church. They are in Southern California and California, Northern California, New Jersey, New York, Philadelphia, Texas, in many places, and they send their offering because they are listening via internet or via CD. Thank you, Lord, for their support so that we can keep our ministry. And so now at this hour, we pray that you will bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Self-evident
that all men are created equal
and that they are endowed by their Creator by certain unalienable rights. that among these are lives, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
For the United States of America, we are the home of the red, white, and blue. We stand for honor and power and might, yet we gladly help a friend and try to do what's right. For the United States of America, stay united in all that we do. We're together, hand in hand, and wherever we will stand, we are America, the brave and the true. We need a healthy flow in the United States in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
To make our country great.
These men and women have paid the price for our freedom.
Brave. And now, more than ever,
we want to stand and say,
we're the United States of America. We are the home of the red, white, and blue.
you all, you wonderful Yankee Doodle Dandies. That was great. Okay, well, will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Book of Psalms. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 652. We will be reading Psalm 33, verses 1 through 12. Would you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Psalm 33, verses 1 through 12. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have given us the truth, this truth contained in the scriptures, and the one who is the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the scriptures we are blessed in the knowledge that you are the author of liberty. We are blessed and comforted to know that you sovereignly rule over your whole creation and exercise your sovereign providence over human history. We pray for these United States that we would always acknowledge and praise you for your manifold blessings on this land, even as our forefathers praised you and gave you the glory. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he explains your mighty acts from the scriptures. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and the CD, that we may understand and order our lives according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?